ino Kenya 20 na kameto kingata mudhungu.
Karibu sana mothikerire wakwa uyo ni Ruthengeceni na nijokete ni gutunyitanire nawe tafarire no njega muno ya kirira mitugo na unduire witu. Ngai motora muoyo arogocwo.
Thai thathai ya igai witu thai. Jetago Mary Lynn Wanjiru mucara wa bare ya gathogo. Riu madam ri juma hena ododonire na ngikwira thimuini.
Niguo.
Tutida tukiuga matuma rasirwa na thitima thimo sito thitima yo niwe ratu affect yani waves sio. Na riria thitima
sio mahinya macio.
Hinyo sio.
Riu
donire thitima sio ra thabato juma. Thitima sio rare donire riera ria cenjia. Watidire gwekwega
niguo
kware na matuginya gwito gukiura to sicio
gucio
na gutierege
na rere riera rigicoka thayo
riera rigicoka
matu makianjiriria guthi uria mathiaga ithwe nyewe mere ito tukigwa ina thayo
na tika ugwa ndagaire itoraga igurwa na siti athie ugikira
no ya
ri modimo ne maranyita nikatiwega thitima gukiura no heka undu twakirutire undu
nie ona ndaugite ndigacoke ndaugite ona reke ni ndatigana na thitima angiko ni wera gituma ngiigwe ndira igwa nie Merilini re ningwenda ri andu manyite wega uria thitima irahuthika ri ni irahuthika igaikio igoro irita microwave ni hinya muinge muno yaikio igoro ri igacoka ikahutia gakothi karia ngai aigire ngathiete raundi ya thi karia kaugaga atiriri niko gatuteithagiria kwaga gucinwo ni riua uru riu kagothi kau kahana mugucoki gagatinde kwa igoro riu gatinde kwa igoro ri rohu horo kanjiriria guka nguma miena na miena rithiete hau tondu ni hagia tari irima no ti irima riu gathi igoro ri riu ona macoka riria hindi yo kurae kuoguo ri mwaki ucio ni ucokaga uko tondu ndungikiraga kothi kau ugacoka na thi uthiete njira ciothe riu andu ari othe marakorwo ni miakio to ni thitima ni microwave re ukaigwa ni maraturwo ni mweto mwena na mwena na nginya mato ni maratura ukaigwa momero ni urehire thina no ukaigwa ni wagire thayo biu no kindu kiu giguka maita meri kindu kiu gigutuma andu marue muno na kindu kiu ona no gicenjie mundu mwega tanie nawe atuike muragani tondu riu ri hakiri ni ciekirwo pressure nene muno na hindi yo mundu ni ariguo nginya tamato mangitathuka niki tondu riu ri baluni ino ni yaneneha kuri uria yuma koguo nawe ri kiria giaku nikiraimba nikio raigua muto ucio
acio
no yacoka ri ukaigua ni wacoka na thiini koguo ri undu uyu uguo niguo riu thaici ri ni microwave ratucina uria thia gugacemukia kindu microwave ine microwave ndingihota kuika kindu kihie kiria gitari na mai ta plastic kana ki no riu ri turacinwo mitwe ine tondu na niyo kwanza urakororugamite niyo iri ya mbere
kuhutia
ni na ni microwave na andu mamenye ni kuri na weapon ya microwave na ni kumo prayer ka record haha ka minister Farrakhan akiari uhoro wa microwave ya huthikire makigeria kunyita ndagitari wathiete akauga thini wa ma radio ati ni mekirite kindu kiuru kuri njanjo ya andu koguo ri maundu maya mothe ni manyitanite andu aria maracina matu na hinya uri uraikio nginya thimuini ate ohingurite thimo ona ndura mihura ri kumiroro guo githoma message ri ni ragucina maitho Merilini ni wonete uguo
nikio maitho maraikara magaturuka guo kamena muthanga
ta mena kindu ne ani ndira tindangigiria kuruta tari tushika cwire kaingirire thiini
mundu ri no amenya mundu ni arakira guo kabia kuriganirwo
kiu kuriganirwo ku ni machine ino nene marahuthira ni wera to manginya memory yaku yure na githedia kwira kurio ni mutwe no machine iyo no nayo thimu ri ni irahuthika handu hanene muno uria tari uguo tweragwo ni Safaricom maliza story andu matirenda kumaliza story tondu ona uria urera undu ni arakwira ni uguo tondu ni arahia na riu Merilini ri ni undu woguo ri microwave ri tinge ni iria urona gicuma giki kinene urona kwanyu gia thithia thimu ri a mask ke ure gicuma ke ukiagirire gukorwo na tunyamu twa mobile peke yake kanyamu ga transmitter ka mobile ri ni kanyamu karaihu keru ka utu ni kiona wonaga ringi ni tuna no tondu ramu tutu twaho ithuyi umbirire tu tuothe ri icio ni microwave na nicio ciracinandu na tene tu tiare nashio ona riria tware na Telecom microwave jo tiare nyingio microwave jishio ka hende ya thirikari rirare ho yangwa taniro na hende yo niguo njoroge wa CCK aruto CCK na uhoro ona thithwira ya tutoe na niguo koretwa rugamirire CCK mono aga control metambo no yo de Safaricom Equitel nenwengi aga shibalansa ga o na ginya ndongia thire nie mwenyewe ndare na license ya CCK nikio gira to manjarie ndongia thire wohe kindo shuma ine teo na wage kunyito ni CCK tondo ni mare nando mareka patrol no reure reudwe torona mabakuri mabakuri kila kondo na yetire turahuthira mobile no korone international calls ire turahuthira fiber optic nginyona data ino ya internet turahuthira fiber optic wire atuonire president Kibaki akireherwo meri egioka ekenyitithania na waya ito ya Kenya igituka nitwanyitithanio na the cia kuraya iku hari ya ruweini iyo niyo nie njoi ishinge mathani maya maingi ni mariko na tudramu tou nitwo turakinandu kuhuthira thimo na nie meririni tondo nindiraturwo mono ri nindironire fiu fiu undu uyu nikundehera thinari nie ndi customer mwega mono wa Safaricom no rere angigikorwo fiu fiu nie ni nguhia ni undu wa raini ndi nayo thimo ine yakwa na ndaruta raini ri ndiracino ni thimo iyo Nuhanyita, reure, nye neza amire, nandadhi kwe Equitel na Equitel nye ndireiwe kenjini. Na reure, Equitel ne ito, nanda uo uondemo Kenya, Equitel ona nirone rauga ne ito idwe a Kenya. Na nye ngugaterere, angikoro Equitel notu iunga ne idwode, tomehe supporti re. Ure atuwa heire, andu wangengi nya metambo ini area marekuo, tuama heire supporti re. Tohe Equitel ito supporti. Na ore, tomehe aterere, igagando patrolu Korea makaro ra transmitter ishie kana shire na miaki menene tondo ucio niguo wira wa mundu ucio raheya na service provider onkoro no kana no onokoro no agiro korora atire transmitter cia kiria shire Korea machine ya ndore citiraruta miale miroro yeni ucio niguo wira wa eni tondo wene wewe customer wake kuoguo ri Merilyn ni uko unga mukono ngeunga Equitel
tau nego kunyita guoko
Equitel ne ito na tondo CEO wewito netuwa kuhoya mono uturu ugamirire dede hivyo turati imetambo ine yaku we kira ando matiga koroa tere transmitter shia kushina miyaki menene na netuwa utura tukuhaya ka support tondo ona hivyo netuwa gerire kita tutiare na Telecom Telecom ya natushina eni kuwa uore ando ni mohege na tumenya terere tureriru Afrika eni ate Afrika ni powerhouse noto tige korora na nanja turore na zine na ange korofio anduwaya nao aria marato shina ni ando mamanete na nanja netuwa mere indo shia oshio the na merilini rere arengi ore turuo ni moto eri dio gurenda wa ya India urere wathi wa guranda wa oya kambuni cho shia ore riu ne magagitiga gucina
matigatiga tono ndirama ka besa sia kwani sio marahu
ni na ndaugiri ogwo andu mathi magurenda wa shia India dio uge oguo na niguo tondo riu re uracino ni kuri handu wetirie mondo sha raia ya Kenya re ya hetirie mondo handu acha ona thirikari itu re ya hetirie mondo koguo
na madam to higa turi atwa rowe turi ani ndarutire muthanga-ini ri uranjirire ndetunyite hinde ngidira riago ni mutwe ndetunyite ngome
unyite kamwe guo ko
kamwe na ni ndatunyita ri ndiranyitwa ni toro ndirakoma na mutu ucio urandiago rathiu thirite
umwerere ni guo ni guo IMF ye no ri turaikirio ri tuhiga tu ni turateithia guo mundu aramba kaigwa tarika vix yuguo kaingira mwire ugacoka ganyitwa ni toro ugakora rucine ni ukomire wega na riri utari mia leno we motweri ona hindi uraturwo ni motwe toro ndungiona ni riu kore mondo wothe uri utari wetikia ati ni kuri ndege cituhuraga ndawa thikiriria wira wa director wa CIA wa Korea America etagwo Mr. John Brennan akiuga uhoro wa ISA Stratasol Aerosol Injection yani na niyo etagwo chemtrail kama solar radiation management na raheaga ripoti eno andu aria waigua mathaga thi na niyo Council of Foreign Relations UN.
Another example is the array of technologies often referred to collectively as geoengineering that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering.
Turaitiririo ndawa niki, nigetha tutigithanio na ngai, nigetha tuhote riu kuhurika wega ithu endo Africa. Na riu kiria nie ngwenda gukwira, ni twinyitirire ngai wito fio wa undoire, amu niwe ngai wiki, tutigane na ngai wa muthungu, o uyu uroka gutuhura. Nigetha na tutige gukihurika.
I found something very interesting having to do with the vaccinations, forced and mandatory vaccinations. And this was an article from Veterans Today. I was looking into the Ebola virus, and the article dated October 14th, 2014, Ebola, very crafty false flag vaccination blackmail. In the middle of the article, there is a very interesting YouTube video entitled Leaked Pentagon Video, Flu Vaccine Used to Modify Human Brain. The video is of the presentation made by Department of Defense officials discussing how to eliminate religion by introducing a virus vaccine into the human body. This virus vaccine would manipulate the DNA of the person, and they have already succeeded in doing this in the Islamic Arabian countries by airborne flu viruses. This has already taken place. And the reason they do this is that they wish to alter the genes in a person's body, the genes that are responsible for a person feeling attraction towards faith, towards religion. They have pinpointed areas of the human brain through CT scans of the brain, and they are able to determine if a person, by the CT scans of the brain, whether a person has been reading religious texts. This, to me, is really very absurd, very science fiction, but it's a reality. This video is a presentation made by the Department of Defense officials somewhere back in June 15th, 2011. This Department of Defense official presenting this program, this is really saddening, states, he confirms that this specific virus that targets the person's DNA has already been used in Arab countries in order to change people's DNA so that they are not attracted to faith. He says they have succeeded in doing this by introducing the flu virus through the atmosphere. In other words, these people have been sprayed. They have contracted what to them seems to be a simple flu of the season. But this simple flu actually had a man-made virus. It's a bioweapon, in effect, genetically engineered in order to alter permanently their DNA. And these people don't even know about it. They have been genetically altered. In other words, this is another proof of transhumanism through the atmosphere, the air that they're breathing. And they have nothing that they can do about it. There's nothing that they can do about it. So this is the Pentagon. This project is called Fundamental Backs. It's at the end of the film. I will leave a link below for you to see this. I think it's worth for us to keep an eye out on the articles that veterans today bring out. Let's not forget that these veterans are heroes, and they are more than heroes. They are what I would call Christ's apostles to bring the truth out, and they have nothing to fear to bring the truth out. I'm sure that this is God's salvation plan for mankind, that there are people that fight for truth and love and justice.
What you are about to hear is not science fiction or conspiracy theory, but a glimpse of what is going on behind the closed doors of the United States Pentagon. In a small auditorium labeled VC-232, a man is presenting a discussion on how the military-industrial complex can spread a virus and use a vaccine to extinguish what the Pentagon calls undesirable human behavior. Specifically in this case, religious behavior. This is dark science, my friends. With all the mandatory vaccine programs in the United States, do not be deceived for a moment that something like this will not or possibly hasn't already been used. Let's take a look, shall we?
Excuse me, on the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics, and this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Over here, we have individuals. Let me complete. So over here, we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalists, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the VMAT2 gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis for the development of this approach. What you see
here is by spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from donning on a bomb vest and going into a market and blowing up the market.
So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. So we have some very, very remarkable data in this next slide. Here we have two brain scans. These are fMRIs. These are two different individuals with different levels of expression of VMAT2. On top is an individual who's a religious fanatic, an individual, and we've repeated this numerous times, that has high levels of VMAT2. Now, this individual down here, who had low levels of the VMAT2 gene, this individual would self-describe as not particularly religious. In each case, these individuals were read a religious text. This individual lit up the right middle frontal gyrus, shown here, and that's a part of the brain that's associated with theory of mind. It's a part of the brain that has to do with intents and beliefs and desires. In marked contrast, here's an individual who would not particularly self-describe as religious, and when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing something.
So you're suggesting I take a CT scan with me when I'm evaluating people to determine whether I put a bullet in their head?
So the data that I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing, and I think we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed, the aerosol?
So the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses, such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses, and we're quite confident this will be a very successful approach.
This is fascinating. What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is FunVax, which is the vaccine for religious fundamentalism.
And you have a proposal already?
The proposal has just been submitted, and I think that the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise.
Niguo muthikiriria nikio urona waganu uingihite thiini wa thi no riuri githikiriria honorable minister Luis Farrakhan wa America agiteta muno ni undu wa maundu moru maria marekwo kuri mundu muiru.
See, I was going to Africa one day and I had to get a shot, and I asked the doctor, who was a friend of mine, before you give me that shot, do you know what's in that vial that you're vaccinating me with? He said, yes, it's on the label. I ain't ask about the label. I asked you, did you know what was in that vial? His answer, no, I really don't know. How could we let the former colonial and slave master bring in vaccines for our people, and we don't have scientists or laboratories to look at this and test it to see if it is what is on the label? Now, but I do love you, and I want you to love yourself. I know this is not easy for you to swallow, but I have a little more to give you to swallow. Look, I was in Zimbabwe. Have you heard of that country? Its president is Robert Mugabe. I was in the capital of Zimbabwe, and they were telling me that 5,000 Zimbabweans are dying every week, 20,000 a month, from AIDS. And the biggest industry in Harare, which is the capital, is the making of coffins. I was the guest of the Ministry of Health. Please listen. And my sister, who was talking, she said, we are so happy that every child in Zimbabwe has been vaccinated. Every child. You trust your enemy too much. The enemy came to the native people in America, the Indians, and said, in the winter, you all need blankets. We're going to supply blankets. But they put smallpox in the blankets, and when the Indians wrapped themselves in the blankets, they were wiped out. You're dealing with an enemy that is a murderer from the beginning and a liar. So says Jesus in the book of St. John. Look, man, I know what I am talking about. See, they won't confront me. They talk about me, but they won't confront me, because the truth in the mouth of a man who is not afraid to give his life for his people makes him a dangerous man. Right now, there are AIDS and African genocide, illegal wars. Look at President Obama, our brother. We were so happy when he was elected president, and he wasn't in office 3 months when they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. And the man is bombing, let me see how many countries. He's bombing in Yemen, in Somalia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. See, what you doing? Just sending drones. What is a drone? It's something that flies. No pilot, but somebody back in a room is guiding this drone, and it's dropping bombs, killing even American citizens that they say are enemy combatants. I wonder what they got for me. Look at what the scripture says. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness that's up in high places. It's unraveling. Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Are there?
Yes, sir.
Nation will rise against nation.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom against kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Did he also say pestilence?
Yes, sir.
Famine?
Yes, sir.
Earthquakes in diverse places?
Yes, sir.
Did Jesus also say this is just the beginning of sorrows? I read something on my way here today. A Jewish man by the name Joseph Moshe. He's a scientist. He was blowing the whistle. Let me see if I got it here. Oh, excuse me. I was thinking of Michael Jackson. Professor Moshe had called into a live radio show by Dr. A. True. Broadcast on Republic Broadcasting, claiming to be a microbiologist who wanted to supply evidence to a state's attorney regarding tainted H1N1 swine flu vaccines being produced by Baxter Biopharma Solutions. He said that Baxter's Ukrainian lab was in fact producing a bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. He claimed that the vaccine contained an additive designed to weaken the immune system and replicated RNA from the virus responsible for the 1918 pandemic Spanish flu, causing global sickness and mass death. When they knew, look at, now this is serious. Look, sources tell us that Joseph Moshe made no threat against the president. When it came over the news, they said he threatened the White House. Now the truth is, they lying. Why are they lying? To cover up something. They don't want you to know. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you are in the valley of the shadow of death, and they intend to kill black people, brown people, poor people all over the earth. Listen. Moshe did not mention any bomb or attack. He then proceeded to inform the White House that he intended to go public with this information when he noticed men in suits in front of his house and feared that the FBI was about to detain him. He packed some belongings into his car and, by his being a dual Israeli citizen, tried to reach the Israeli consulate located in close proximity to the federal building where the standoff took place. The FBI and the bomb squad prevented him from reaching that federal building. Who is this man? His profile on biomedexperts.com says he's a plant disease expert with many publications on his name involving the genetic manipulation of viri. Photographic evidence that Moshe is who he says he is can be found here. Joseph Moshe was soon after his arrest sent or let go to Israel. Nothing has been heard from him since. The Secret Service was not the agency involved in the surveillance of Moshe at his home in California. This was done by the FBI, who had orders to detain or arrest him, mounted on top of a large black vehicle used in his arrest was a microwave weapon that possibly damaged the electronics in Moshe's car, as well as any communication devices he had, which might have been used to contact the media or others who could help him. Moshe did not suffer the same effects of the gas and pepper spray that others would have because he had built up an immunity to such weapons. Baxter pharmaceutical has been caught red-handed in spreading a live, genetically engineered H5N1 bird flu vaccine as a lethal biological weapon all over the world, destined to be used for human vaccinations. Baxter International Inc. had mixed live, genetically engineered avian flu viruses in vaccine material shipped to 18 countries. Only by sheer luck, a Czech laboratory decided to test the vaccine on a dozen ferrets, which all died in days. The World Health Organization was notified and catastrophe was averted. This was clearly a deliberate act on Baxter's part because they adhere to BS3 biosafety level 3. Baxter admitted, quote, a mistake, unquote. The writer says such monumental screw-ups are totally impossible at that level. Now, did you hear me say 2 weeks ago that they wanted to cull the population of the earth in half? What better way to do it than by vaccines? And you think you're vaccinating your child for this against that, and in reality they're putting into your children and into you that which will ultimately kill you. Now, in 1961, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, you can take the other vaccines, but do not take the polio vaccine. None of my children had the polio vaccine, but it was discovered and announced by Dick Gregory and then verified by the American Cancer Association that polio vaccine was contaminated and contained that which would produce cancer. You tell me, why are we dying like this with so much cancer? What is happening to you? You trust this satanic mind and you fear Farrakhan telling you the truth to save your life. What must be done? If calamities are going to continue, why aren't our churches, our mosques, having disaster preparedness meetings? You need to know right now what you should store in your houses, because in just a few days, snow is going to come down, probably like we've never seen it before. You will not be able to get out of your house to go to the supermarket. What will you do if you don't have anything in your house preparing for calamities that are in both of these books that are now coming down on America and the world? So you can run up and down the aisles with the Holy Ghost. But if the Holy Ghost does not inform you of this wicked devil that is trying to kill the righteous, you better trade that Holy Ghost in for Almighty God, Allah, and His apostle. So, I thank you. What must be done? Come out of this. The kingdom of God is desirous of you. God wants you. He wants to make a giant out of you. You got it all inside you like the lion, but a man that I met is the door. And he let me out of my cage. And like a lion, I'm roaring all over the world. And the world knows that
that's unafraid to challenge the powers of this world.
Kunevera, ikoyo dai, dada yanda inevera.